Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
But first up, I wanted to go and talk about the clapper. Happy Clapper. We haven't seen since the Maccabi Diva. We move on during this time of the year with lots of things, but I just wanted to spend a few minutes with Pat Webster this morning. How are you, Pat?
Good morning, Andrew. Good, thank you.
Well, Pat, reminding our listeners that Happy Clapper ran in the Maccabi Diva and pulled up having a bleed and therefore incurs that three-month ban.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. He hadn't bled before and he gave no inkling that he was going to bleed too, so just got us a little bit caught us a little bit off balance. But, now that we know there's treatment that he can have and hopefully he'll move on to the autumn, and that's usually his time that he enjoys racing, and so he'll wait and do that.
If there's any silver lining, and obviously you would have loved to have gone on, but is there a silver lining that the horse is going to enjoy some green grass and just a good spell?
Well, we've looked after him that way all the way through, and he would have run in the Maccabi, and then he wasn't handling Melbourne Way of Going. He naturally got around Flemington okay, but he was going to come back and probably run in the Epsom, and then might have had one more in the Craven Plate. But with the tracks being as heavy as they were, it's probably, to be honest, it's probably a blessing in disguise. And like last season, he won three Group Ones, so it's not as if he had anything to prove or to do. So, no, we're happy that where he is at the moment.
Okay, so he's in a good paddock and enjoying himself by the sounds of that?
Yeah, where he is, he gets plenty of love and plenty of attention, and naturally he's a horse that he doesn't demand it, but with his nature, and he's got such a nice nature, as all most eight-year-old geldings have. They haven't got it by the time they're an eight-year-old gelding, you're in trouble. But, he's surrounded by people that love him, and he gets very, very spoiled.
Now, good stuff. By the way, I this is probably a question for a vet, but you've obviously looked into it, given that you've been through this in the last month or so. But is there any natural cause for a horse to have a bleed?
Well, not really. Look, anything can, from what I've found out, it can be a different season with pollards or whatever. He seemed to be like a respiratory problem, which you can use a nebulizer and things like that. But like I'm saying, he's raced since he was three, and he's eight, and never ever shown the sign of it before. So, look, I don't think there's anyone come up. I think it will happen with a horse. I know it will happen with a horse that tries very hard. And that day we used him up from an outside alley and went forward, which is very rare that we do things like that. But in the change of seasons, a bit different down there compared to Sydney. So, look, there's a lot of things it could be, but the thing is that we can work with it and then adjust a few things around his training now to be able to help him.
Understand. And the treatments these days, I mean, they're absolutely spot on where you can assist the horse. It's all legal. It's all accounted for, and lung washes and things like that. Yep. It all helps the process.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He had a lung wash and it showed us what was wrong, and we're happy with it.
Yep, understand. So what's the plan? He has the three-month ban, but obviously you've got eyes on the championships in Sydney in the autumn.
Yeah, well, it is. That's the time I say that he races good. He's won 6.3 million and probably five of his been around that time at the prize money. So he'd come back and have his two trials and then run in the Canterbury Stakes, which he run and won and won a course record in last year, and then he'd go on to the George Ryder, and then now he can have a really nice prep, and now it's all good. There's no negatives, there's all positives.
Yep, understand. Will he certainly be getting the love of everyone? I know that.
Yes, he certainly is.
All right. Now, you've got...
I'd like to be getting as much as him anyway.
I reckon you would be. There'd be plenty of apples and whatever and anything else, love and attention, plenty of hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this horse today in the third on the Kensington pick of the day there? Michaela Ware takes the ride here for Jerry Harvey. What are you thinking today?
Well, look, she'll go forward, Andrew, and she ran a terrific race at Warwick Farm last start. I wasn't entirely happy with the blood, so we've improved that a little bit since that run. But, look, she led and lead comfortable, and with Michaela's allowance, look, it's a benchmark 76, and last start was a 70, but with her allowance, she comes in with 50 or 51. She only claimed two last time. And, look, she's in a good place. She's well. She's fit. And if there's any give in the track, it'll suit her. So, no, looking forward to it.
That was my final point about pick of the day today. With this soft six, it'll just help given that run at Goulburn. I know it's Goulburn to Kensington, but the horse seemed to handle it there.
No, you're on the ball. She had two trials, two on heavy, and trialled very, very well. So when it rained at Goulburn, we was very happy. And then she won there, and no, she handles it. I was surprised that Kensington can come up a soft six, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I know. Well, the main course proper's in the heavy range, but I'd envisage that we might even get a little bit of more improvement. We'll wait and see what happens, but... gee, we had some rain there in the last week, Pat. I know that.
Yeah. For a soft six, just goes to show you how good this Kensington track is, you know. So after, like you said, the course proper would be heavy, and we had a terrible lot of rain. So it just goes to show you that it stops that way because we need a track like that with all that rain.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, mate, I wanted to grab you for a few minutes to update our listeners. There's plenty of fans of Happy Clapper. Let's hope we can get him back in great order come the autumn. Thanks for your time, Pat.
Thank you, Andrew.